Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
And I'm getting really sick of guys named Todd. You know, yeah, it's just a goofy, it's a goofy fucking name, okay? Hi, what's your name? Todd. I'm Todd. And this is Blake and Blair and Blaine and Brent. Where are all these goofy fucking boys' names coming from?
That is the late, great George Carlin. Were you inspired by him with this take yours?
Yeah.
You were. I wasn't aware of that from him.
I heard that, but I always thought this with the name. Like, anybody I knew growing up at school or anything, like, the tools were Todd's.
Yeah. I saw George Carlin live once.
Oh, wow. Oh,
yeah, at the Wang.
Good for you.
Oof. Yeah, shortly before he died.
You still have the fastball?
And he was great.
Oh, he nobody was better, right?
Great.
When did he ever lose it?
It was like 70 minutes, and it was just fire, man. It was just fire all the way through. Still had the fastball. Never lost it. Still throwing heat all the way.
98 on the black with movement.
That's right.
That's Carlin for you.
Right till the very end. Right until the end.
The painting was a gift, Todd.
The painting was a
gift. I'm taking it with me.
That's right.
Another one.
Playing tummy sticks
Todd
with Todd.
Todd from the Wedding Crashers.
That's right.
Oh, he was normal.
Here's Todd in Salem on his name. Todd, what do you
got? Hi, Todd.
Todd, you there?
You guys hear me?
Yeah, yes. We got you. Hi.
There we go. My bad. Sorry about that. So actually, my name is Tyler, T-Y-L-O-R. I know it's weird spelling, but every single time I'm on the phone, every single person thinks I say Todd, and I cannot stand it at all. And then also, my uncle's name is Todd, and I can tell you he is one of the most miserable people, and he hates his name. So you guys are definitely on to something.
Okay.
All right, so there's something there on this whole Todd thing.
That's even worse, man. It's not your name, and people still think you're a Todd?
We got a Todd in Fall River on the Celtics. What about your name, though, Todd? What do you think?
I hate it. God, do I hate it. My dad is named Todd. He hates it, but he decided to name me Todd as well.
You have any kids of your own? You're going to have kids of your own?
Don't do it to your kid.
I'll guarantee you if I have kids, he will not be named Todd.
If anybody likes their name Todd, call the show, 617-779-0985.
Looking for a Todd who likes their name.
We're 0 for 5 here. Yeah.
Wow.
But, told you. But on the Celtics, really
quick. Yeah, okay.
I'd like them to sign Kemba. I'd love to sign Kemba. I think Rozier goes to the Suns, Morris to the Lakers, and Horford ends up with the Clippers with Kawhi.
Huh. I don't know that I care so much about all those other things.
Right. But Morris would make sense going to Lakers. That's a good spot for him there.
Rozier to the Suns.
Play with those vets. Yep. Who cares?
You could send Rozier right to the actual Suns.
Send him anyway.
For all I care.
Just get rid of him.
I mean, really. Put him on one of those Amazon rockets that Bezos is making. Right to the sun. Goodbye. Here's the story I got for you, Zoe, that we've been meaning to get to today.
Okay.
And I want to get to it right now, if you don't mind. The headline, breakdancing moves one step closer. Get it? Moves. One step closer to making the 2024 Olympics the raddest yet.
I like breakdancing. I would not be opposed to this. I remember when they had the X Games and all that. And you're like, oh, God, what do you get these stupid trick games? And it's not really a sport.
Yeah.
If you're going to have synchronized swimming and all that and then all these other events or, you know, the floor routines, why not breakdancing? I used to have a breakdance team when I was a kid.
wait a minute.
In my basement.
Wait.
You buried the lead.
We called ourselves the Breakers.
Time out. Take a full time out here. You had a what?
Like a breakdance team in the neighborhood, the kids. Yeah.
You had a team?
Had a Montgomery Ward boombox and had Nucleus, the cassette jam on it. Yep. We went to Chess King at the mall. We get the parachute pants and a pair of Smash boots that you would be able to moonwalk. I used to do all the hip and popping and all that stuff. Yeah. Yep. Yes. Do the win. We would have big cardboard boxes. We'd lay them out, staple gun them to a big wood plank, like a plywood plank. Just windmill. Spin on your back in it. Yeah. It was ridiculous. I mean, it wouldn't be this good as some of these people. And then the movie Breakin' came out. Thing took off. I could sit there and watch this in the Olympics. I'd watch this better than the pole vaulters. What, you want to watch people run around the track? No. Do some popping. You ever see a guy do the worm like that? Watch this. Look. Wiki, 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 wiki. Shut up.
So you were all breakdancing.
Yeah,
at the
school we go down and breakdance like the windmills and stuff.
Yeah, was there any sort of competition involved against other neighborhoods?
No. Just kind of something you formed as a kid. You know, you have these little clubs.
Little club, okay.
Weird. It was strange.
Well, the International Olympic Committee voted on Tuesday in favor of a proposal.
I'm in on it.
That could bring breakdancing to the 2024 Summer Games in Paris. Damn. I'd like to just let everyone know, let's all be thankful once again that those games are in Paris and not here in Boston.
Right. Because the red line's not fixed yet.
Because
right?
I'm not sure the red line will be fixed by the time the 2024 Summer Games.
I'll tell you what.
In Paris arrive. Although I did hear about an accelerated plan yesterday.
I saw that on the news.
Not sure if you heard about the accelerated plan.
I did.
They're going to accelerate the plan by shutting down the red line at nighttime now. That's good. What about the people that need to use it at nighttime?
A walk. Yeah. You know what? Maybe you would want to change your opinion. If the Olympics were actually here, maybe that red line would get fixed by the International Olympic Committee.
Oh, you know what? We'll just throw a really big event with
Boston,
a boatload more people.
New train system.
It'll really motivate us to fix it. Oh, okay. Okay, great.
Right. Works everywhere else, doesn't it?
Always.
Yeah, always.
Always. It's always such a smashing success.
Worked well for Rio.
And everyone
City's
is
doing great
right
now.
You know what I always find is that everyone is always left in better shape after the Olympics, aren't they?
It's amazing, isn't it?
Isn't it unbelievable?
Did anybody ever
waving a magic wand over cities.
Yeah. Did anybody ever do a follow-up on Sochi to see if the toilets were actually installed or the handles on the hotel room?
Oh, it's a ghost town. Have you seen it?
I have not.
Have you seen Athens? Have you seen any Olympic site after the fact?
Yeah, I've seen those.
It's a disaster.
Wow.
So.
At least the Red Sox are playing in an old Olympic stadium this weekend. They can use that.
Atlanta benefited. Like, they benefited. And Georgia Tech and all that, they got good facilities down there. And they kept them up.
Yeah, until they built a new one.
Right.
So the committee has now voted.
But it's not sitting there like in ruins like some of these
other places. To consider the breakdancing proposal for 2024. climbing, skateboarding, and surfing are all set to make their debut next year at the Tokyo Olympics. Those are coming into play next year. Climbing, skateboarding, surfing, and they're talking about breakdancing, one step closer to becoming reality for 2024.
Wouldn't it be awesome to have the surfing and incorporate the sharks and potential of a shark attack happen, wouldn't it? I had to think about that, you know, and then maybe we'd come to grips with the real problem that we're having now.
I'm sorry. Why would it be awesome there for that?
Not awesome for somebody to get attacked.
Yeah, I'm just wondering why that would be awesome.
Well, why would you want to? Yeah. Boy, Jim picks the worst breakdance music you could ever pick.
This is the first song from the movie Breakin'.
Yeah, it's not good. Like, go back to Houdini. 5 minutes.
Dude, they're breaking, man.
Speaking of breaking, why don't we take one? We got any more Todd's on the line? Yep.
Do we? One, two, three. We have at least three on the line that we will address coming up after this here on Zolak
more
and Bertrand.
Todd's.
Nice little summer afternoon with the Todd's.
Hi, Todd.
Hi, Todd.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six World Major Marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Well, you can clearly see there's a gap when the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Call the painting celebration. It's sexual and violent.
Todd. 120. So I can Bertrand. Hey, his name Todd. It's spelled differently. I had to drop a D. Todd. Or T-A-H-E-T-A-H-D.
Todd Rundgren, that is, banging on the drum all day. 617-779-0985. Unfortunately for you, so the Todds who like their name have come out of the woodwork.
Oh.
Todd and Avril. Todd,
hi,
how
Todd.
Are you?
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up, buddy?
Not too much. I was out at my lunch break. We're out here stripping floors for at the school in Haverhill. But everybody calling in. That was named Todd hates her name up, and so yeah, I kind of like my name. It's different. But it is true.
What's different about your name, Todd?
Well, it's just you don't hear it every day, but people do confuse me for Scott all the time.
Are you serious?
I'm totally serious. So how do you get Todd or Scott out of Todd? But
you're the second guy that said that today. Like how do people confuse Todd with Scott?
How about confusing Scott with Tony because they call you Tony?
Right.
That's Tony Eason.
Yeah,
that's the one idiot that
Scott's,
works.
I'm the oldest of eight from Nebraska.
Yeah.
Scott Vossland. But Todd, Terry, Ty, Tom.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Todd.
Ty, Terry, Todd, Tom. So you got a dad and mom that just didn't want just to try. So we're going to name all the
Todd and Framingham.
Todd. Hey, Todd.
Hey, guys. Yeah, like my name.
Yep.
What do you like
about it?
Like the other guy said, it's unique. I don't not like it, but, I mean, I don't know.
It's very unique. I mean,
do people really like their names? I mean, your show's not called Mark and Scott.
Right. I like Zoe.
But I will say there's definitely something to the Scott thing because I've been called Scott my whole life. My son's middle name is Scott because I've been called Scott so much. And I got an autograph from Bobby Orr that looks like Scott. But it was to me. Crazy.
Unique. It is extremely unique. Single syllable.
Scott and Todd.
Four letters.
Todd, Scott.
I mean, it's pretty. It speaks for itself. T-a-d. I don't know where the sk-ot comes from.
This is an employee of a guy whose name is Todd. Follow that? This guy's boss.
It's Todd.
Is Todd.
So he's quietly, he's secretly calling.
So this is employee.
How's it going, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, what's up?
Hi.
So, all right, the Todd that I work with, first off, let's address physical appearance. He's, oh, God, probably about 5'9", 450. On top of that,
that's impossible.
He's a large individual. On top of that, he
does he like his name? Does he like his name?
Oh, he has to hate it.
What?
He leads a terrible life. The poor bastard doesn't shower or anything.
You're gonna get fired. What's this?
Save the man from himself, Peter.
Oh my God.
Drop him before he does any more damage.
What are you doing? lose your job. I'm not taking responsibility for that.
That seems less about the name and more about the individual.
Yeah, more about the fact that you hate your boss. I don't care that you hate your boss. A lot of people hate their boss.
Get job, quick. Get out of there.
If we did that show, we wouldn't be able to handle the call volume. Do you hate your boss? Call us. 617-77.
What do you hate about work?
What are you kidding me? We could do a month's worth of shows on that.
Yeah.
Do you hate your boss and why?
Yeah.
Come on. This is about a very specific thing that Scott has discovered, and that is people with the name Todd generally don't like their name.
And it's been confused with Scott. They've been called Scott.
It's also discovered that.
Let's play Tummy Sticks.
Tummy Sticks with Todd.
Shh, shh. I say, like, what do you have Mark with a C? Like, what do you
ask my parents? Yeah. I don't know. They wanted
to
be different.
Option.
They wanted to be different.
I'll be at
what
a sign.
What good was that? I had to tell everybody when you know you go to anywhere.
I do it to Brian.
Like, what's your name? And they're writing down your name. It's Mark with a C.
Or it's Brian. Like, it's why, like, every time you go to sign something, like, hey, make it out to Mark. I'm like, Mark with a C or K.
I appreciate that.
It's with a K. Like, the C's get offended.
I appreciate you asking, though. That's,
yeah.
No, when people ask, I say, thank you for asking.
Because I write it. They're like, oh, no, it's with a K. I'm like, oh, thanks. But they get offended if you ask.
Why? No, you know what it is?
You know,
maybe the marks with a K get offended when you ask. The marks with a C, thank you very much. I appreciate you asking.
Because it's different. It's unique. See, now that's a unique
because I know that I know that I'm in the minority on that front.
Todd is not unique.
We work with multiple marks here that have a C.
All C's. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Mark Winship has K.
He has a K. That's right. Capello has a C.
C. Oh, Final Drive.
I can't handle you today.
Todd, throw that one up.
What kind of car does the Todd drive?
Kia. Not IKEA. Kia. Kia Sportage.
Probably shops in an IKEA.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with IKEA. I go there.
I love IKEA.
I love IKEA.
Yeah.
Meatballs at the end. Mm.
They're Swedish meatballs, though.
I'd go Prius. Todd would drive a Prius.
Prius.
Yeah.
Todd's definitely a Prius guy.
You drive a Prius. That says a lot about you as a person, I think.
It says you're a Todd.
Yeah, it says you're a Todd. Toad.
I feel like you could start using Todd as a
Toad.
Sort of a put down. Oh, you Todd. Oh, you're such a Todd.
Yeah. Like a putt.
Stop acting like a Todd.
That may be our new name. Like, you're such a Todd.
You're such a Todd.
So why are you being a Todd?
Oh, don't be a Todd.
Jim, de-Todd it.
Don't be a Todd. Jim in New Jersey on the Celtics. Hi, Jim.
I hate to be a party pooper, but I'd like to just talk about Kemba and Vucevic, okay?
Sure.
This guy sounds like John Heyman. Does he sound like Heyman to you?
Yeah, it does.
I wish I had John Heyman's money.
I know. If you could go, ha, like the John Heyman's laugh.
Yeah, tell me something about the Mets.
What do you got?
What
do you got on Walker?
Disaster. But just about Vucevic and Walker. Walker and Vucevic's scoring records are almost identical. But the rebounding records are where the difference is, and I think that makes a big difference for the Celtics. They need somebody, and I've said this since Garnett, they need a rebounder and a shot blocker. And if they don't get a big, I mean, I think that the coach, he should be in the 3-on-3 lead because he wants to play small ball. You cannot win with 3-point shooters. When it comes time to make that shot, they won't do it.
Yeah, that's a tough thing. And even when he has a big guy, he allows him to shoot the threes. Like, nothing drives you crazier than Baines or, I know Horford can shoot. But he always wanted more inside action. You wanted rim protectors. You wanted guys to get down in the paint. They just really didn't seem to have that inside force. I know Al does a lot of things.
I see McCone out there waiting for the 2 p.m. show. I want to know if he's in favor of Kemba, who he hates.
Hates Kemba Walker.
Or Vucevic. Which one would you rather have?
He's don't give up Vucevic.
He wants Vucevic.
Vucevic, yeah.
That's what he wants. Of course he does. He hates Kemba.
What's more of his price range,
he hates
too.
Kemba Walker.
It's more of his price range.
He says he was good at UConn, and it's been downhill ever since.
Nice guy, though. He did
he's
add.
He's a great UConn career.
Nice, nice guy.
He should have called it quits after that.
Right.
Should have left his legacy intact at UConn.
Typical McCone take.
And pay him $12 million a year. That's what he's worth, he said.
Felger's going to bury him later.
4-48, says McCone.
4-48. 12 a year.
He gives a thumbs up. He's on the hallway going, yep, thumbs up.
He's in, yep.
Thumbs up.
Get more players after that, yeah.
Todd in the car gets confused for Scott. Hi, Todd.
How?
G'day, mate. How are you?
Hiya.
Hi, mate.
So, there you go. I live in Quincy.
Don't start, Bertram.
My kids go to school with your kids, so be careful.
What's going to happen? That sounds like a threat.
I'm just threatening. I'm just letting you know.
Hello.
Todd, I've always been called Scott. Don't know why. I ask every Todd.
So, how are you named Todd, but you're called Scott in the motherland? If you go over the pond?
The motherland. I'm from Australia. Come on.
Good day, mate. I picked up on it.
Scott.
I thought he was British.
Scott didn't pick up on it.
He's a good guy. He's a meathead. He's a great quarterback. Come on. Think about it.
That's good.
I've asked every Todd. I said, and I asked how you spell your name. I've never met a Todd with one D. So that's another question you've got to ask yourself.
Right.
Todd with two D is always the way. Silly little thing. And I drive a Ford F-150. Just so you know.
All right, so this Todd has a Ford F-150. That gives us some insight.
Well, he's Australian Todd, too. He cooks out on the barbie.
See, that's something a little different. That's a little different.
There we go.
You know, that has something new element to consider in all of this.
Look at the size of these crocs.
But wait, do you spell it with one D?
No, that's a silly one. No one does.
Nobody does. You're just saying some idiot out there has it with one D is what you're saying.
Some lawyer in Afghanistan spells it with one D a weird way. I'm telling you. Someone.
Todd, you need to call us more often.
Yeah. Good day, mate.
You and I, we got to get together. Yes. Our kids go to school together.
I'll see the fat belly soon. The one opens up. See the fat belly.
Okay.
What is the fat belly?
I have no idea.
Is that a place? That might be the place where you get the clams. Fat belly, think about it. Fat belly clams. Or you can take them to Tasty Freeze.
Dairy Freeze.
What Dairy Freeze? That doesn't come off the tongue smoothly. Nice spot, though. Dairy Freeze.
Appears to be permanently closed.
Oh, Fat Belly Deli has been closed for a couple of years.
Yes.
The Blasey's, yeah.
Tell you what,
you live by one of the reopened.
I think you live by one of the most archaic Burger Kings in the country. The Burger King.
Yeah.
They have not.
Lake and Square. Yeah, old.
Mm-hmm. Haven't kept up with that one.
Haven't done a lot of renovations there.
Let it go.
Glass box all the way around. All windows.
That must be cold in the winter.
Hard to insulate that. Glass panes. Oh. Ceiling to floor. Yep. All the way around.
Crazy.
617-779-0985. Todd, Australian Todd in the F-150.
Yeah, drive an F-150, mate. Going to pick up some shrimp.
You never see a Todd with one D, only with two.
But I'm telling you,
But if you had it with one, it would still be the same. It would still be Todd, right?
Yeah. I know we're having fun with the name Todd, but the most mind-blowing thing to me is that it gets mistaken for Scott. I don't understand how. It's like Dave? Oh, well, I mean, what? What's the other one? Dick and John? Who's that?
What? I have no idea what you mean. Dick and John?
What am I? What's the...
McCarthy has headlines. I don't know. You figure that out. I have no idea what you're on to.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at bostonscores.org/Noah.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Rocket.
Let's go back to your phones. if you don't mind. We even have a call in the Burger King in Quincy. Where's the off the rails graphic for the simulcast on NBC Sports Boston? Because that's where we are. It's amazing, though. Yeah. I'm going to tell you why this is amazing when this happens on this show. Because when I am out somewhere and someone comes up to me, and it happens to you too, Zoe, and they want to talk about the show, do you know what they bring up?
Weird stuff.
They bring up this crap.
Yeah.
They bring up
not sports.
They bring up, do you remember the day that you guys were talking about the name Todd? And I'll be like, yeah,
or whether the sharks, or whether
like, I couldn't turn it off.
It was a hot dog
sandwich.
I'll
be like, that's what you want? That's what you remember?
Remember when we got yelled at because we did the hot dog was a sandwich for 3 hours?
Or the cereal. No, we got yelled at over the cereal
because
day.
Because they
we got in trouble.
That's right.
Zoe and I got in trouble for the day we talked about
because
cereal.
Because of one negative email. Over thousands and thousands of positive emails.
We got in trouble. Day. We were chastised for talking about cereal.
Not chastised, but they said let's shrink the time down a little bit. That's all.
We were told, don't do that again. Yes.
I didn't say anything about
all right, before the break,
cookies and snacks.
You said, Tom, you said, what'd you say?
Oh, I said, what was the name? We'd say Dick and John. Like you
Dick and John.
It's Richard.
And
Richard
then back
and Dick.
There, Josh on the TV side, Jim, you guys said, oh, what's he thinking? Like Tom, Dick, and Harry or something?
No, Tom, Dick, and Harry.
No, he was
Richard
trying,
and Dick.
He was thinking, how do you get Dick out of Richard?
How do you get Dick out of Richard? Like, seriously, how do you take that out of that? How do you get Scott
I don't
out
know
of
how that happened.
Here's a fake promo for you.
Shop a takey.
I don't know how that happened.
It's a fascinating question, Scott. Why don't you tell me?
How did the nickname...
Right. It's just like it's all...
What are the origins of that nickname?
Right.
Of that, you know, shortening of the name?
Yeah,
I don't
like
know.
Rich.
Well, that is also a shortening of the name.
So I guess you would have your choice. I think the old school people would go to the...
You know, here's another thing. Why is it that shortening of the name has completely died? No one that is under a certain age goes by that now.
Right. They go by Rich or Richie.
They
Richie.
Go by Rich or Richie.
Hey, Richie, like our gerbil guy, friend. Richie.
You don't hear anyone that goes by the name Dick anymore.
Right.
I mean.
Dick Cheney. I mean, that's it.
Yeah, but he's older.
How old he is, right.
He's older. There is no one going by that.
Yep.
Really?
Think about it. Name one person you know named Dick. You can't come up with him.
It's just not. Really it's not happening
I
mean, anymore.
Yeah. Like, I know. I got a bunch of friends named Rich, Richie, Richard. Yeah,
it's just a name that has sort of died out.
Right.
Todd's in Bridgewater. Loves his name. Todd.
Hi, Todd.
Absolutely. I'm named after a Disney character. How can you not love that?
Easy.
Which one?
1983. Fox and the Hounds. The fox.
The fox was Todd. That's right.
And Todd means fox.
That's an old one. Okay. So I can see why.
So you're going to love that?
Mm-hmm.
Who cares? Yep. Oh, you're right. I love your name. What? Why?
But that's better than, hey, the other two people that like their name said it's so unique. Like, what is unique about the name? It's the most simple name out there. It's like Tom.
Ryan in Manchester with a Kemba Walker take.
What do you got on Kemba?
Man, I'm all over the place right now. I've been on hold, and I've just been listening. I forgot I was even here. But I'm sorry. You guys talked about Bol Bol a little bit ago. I just wanted to touch on that
for
a second.
Yeah, sure.
You said that, you know, he had an attitude question. And it's getting back to the point here where can Brad Stevens coach anybody but Boy Scouts? I mean, we're looking at a big glaring thing here where they put the baby gloves with this guy from Rondo, the best point guard ever for the Celtics, to everybody they brought in.
Well, the draft pick last year, Williams, they couldn't even find him. He got so hammered at a Buffalo Wild Wings, slipped on some couch, missed the flight, or missed the first press conference. Yet they straightened him out.
I'm sorry, I hate Doc Rivers, but you got to think, if he was here last year, would have this have gotten to the point, would have gotten, and I hate Doc Rivers.
Well, I mean, Doc had dust-ups with Rondo, where Rondo threw the ball and kicked it
Ryan,
walked off court.
Ryan, I got something that will bolster your case, and it's from Sean Devaney. Who is he? Still Sporting News, right? He hasn't moved.
No, I think he left the Sporting News after years.
Okay,
so he's a free agent.
Sean Devaney, longtime NBA writer. He is a free agent. I'm looking at his Twitter page right now. I'm going to let you go because you got some noise coming off your phone, Ryan. But this is going to bolster your case about Brad Stevens. Sean Devaney, longtime Sporting News NBA guy, just left there, but he's still reporting on the league. He questions whether Brad Stevens was sort of part of the issue, and he writes, at issue, what went wrong with the Celtics? Why did both Horford and Irving bolt? To an extent, it could be Coach Brad Stevens. Stevens has proven himself at the NBA level, but one thing about which players and their agents have griped has been communication. A veteran player told me a couple of years ago that his role in Boston was tough because he was never really told what was expected of him and that Stevens didn't necessarily connect with players. That appeared to be the case this season, too, when the Celtics had a chemistry meltdown and Stevens could not rein in his locker room. One agent told me, most players don't need their hands held, but they want to know where they stand and what they need to do. That's not always coming from Stevens, and it can be frustrating. Oh. Communication seems to be an issue. At least it's perceived to be an issue from players and agents when it comes to Brad Stevens. That's from Sean Devaney. Good job by Adam Kaufman putting up a screen grab of that on his Twitter.
Jay Stu has a theory on who the player might be.
No, I don't want to steal it from him. He can tell you that coming up at 2 o'clock.
Real quick. So the man that called.
He tweeted it? Well, then never mind. It's fair game. Who is it?
David Lee is going from DNP Wednesday, White House Thursday, DNP Friday.
David Lee?
David Lee. One veteran player. That's in the category.
Okay.
So the Todd that called us earlier and said that he met Bobby Orr, and Bobby Orr mistook his name for Scott, so he sent in the actual picture.
How's it look?
If you go to the email, to Scott, all the best, Bobby Orr. And there it is right there. It's unbelievable.
Brian and Quincy. Brian.
The amount of emails in now. Oh, my God.
Hello.
Hey, hello. Brian.
Hey, my name's Brian from Quincy, a guy you've been trying to get for a long time. Are you there?
Hey, we're here.
What do you mean we're trying to get you?
I want to talk to Mark Beetle Bertrand, who I predicted several years ago was going to be on the main show when he was with Felger and Mass. He's a Quincy guy through and through. He loves his rock and roll. I used to work at BCN with Mark and Kenny and Chachi and the whole crew. And that Lakin Square Burger King I was at Saturday night, they were doing rock and roll, a porch fest all around Quincy that day.
Yeah. So we've been trying to get a hold of you, huh?
I went there, place is horrendous. That's it, guys.
Okay.
He mentioned a lot of people we did work with.
He agrees with you. He worked at BCN, though.
These Quincy people, man.
Brian, who worked at BCN. I wonder who he is. Do we know O'Brien?
I'm thinking now. I bet Hardy.
One Brian, but he transferred to the sports hub and.
Right. No, he.
Wait. Didn't sound like him.
Oh,
at all.
No, it's not that Brian. Real. It's not that Brian. He sounds like one of the guys who worked back in the day at BCN.
Right.
He mentioned Lockwood Air, I think.
That's the guy that brought Chachi oranges all the time. Chachi had these friends, like, would come in and, like, give him gifts. And Chachi was like, we came across the desert.
He went to Porch Fest, and then he went to the BK, and it was terrible. That's what he said.
He screwed up a Whopper. I don't care how new your Burger King is or how old it is. A Whopper's made the same way.
It's supposed to be cooked on the flame.
Flame broiled. Flame broiled. That's what you sell me.
Flame broiled.
Yeah.
Hey, my name's Brian from Quincy, a guy you've been trying to get for a long time.
What do you mean we've been trying to get? What does that even mean?
Maybe it was
we didn't call him.
Maybe it was on the closing drive.
We didn't call Brian. Brian called us.
Jim, did they have that on the closing drive, Brian?
Today's take.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
That's sweet. All right, folks, today's takeaway is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss's new downtown location in Government Center is now open and taking your calls, taking your business. Now you're only steps away, or a T ride away. See, they've correctly spelled T, not T-E-E or T-E-A, T ride to the long-term solution for weight loss, Awaken 180 Weight Loss.
All right, we're going to get a lot of things to get to here, all right? Let's roll. Right out of the gate today, McTakey, Matt McCarthy, as we know him.
Yeah.
God, what did I do?
Well, you just killed the momentum right out of the gate with a bad joke.
We have the rotating wheel of headline guys, with Hardy being out for the week.
Yeah, and the Josh Taylor here. What a roll. Yeah, that landed well. Good stuff.
The air getting sucked out of the room like, bad Red Sox bullpen joke.
Bad Red Sox bullpen joke. Great. Terrific. Good one.
75-year-old Red Sox fans out there like that one.
Yeah,
nobody else.
That's a good one.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good. I like that. I like this McCarthy.
Put my teeth in. I need
he talks a lot of baseball. I like that about him. Yeah. Yes. Also, we had a call today about not getting Kemba Walker. This call probably went over big with Tim McCone because he hates Kemba Walker, so he probably loved this call. This caller saying, stay away from Walker, go after Mucevic. Harry in Rhode Island, maybe he's got a suggestion. Hey, Harry.
How you doing?
What's up?
Yeah. Don't give up Mucevic.
Come again?
Go after Vucevic and don't go after Kemba Walker. That's all.
Go after Bolt or I'm confused.
No, just go after Vucevic.
Okay, so don't go after Kemba Walker is Harry's point. I'm going to let you go, Harry. First it was Vucevic, then he got it right. Vucevic.
Hey, how you doing?
Then it was Vucevic.
How you doing?
Vucevic and Walker. Then it was, no, don't go after Walker.
Vucevic.
Mucevic. All right. Which isn't a bad point. I can see that side of things. I wouldn't do it, but that's what he wants.
You want to do it for 24, 25? 25, probably, minimum.
Australian Todd called the show today. Zoe made a point, a brilliant one, as I found out, that people with the name Todd, generally speaking, maybe not 100%, but a good portion of people with the name Todd don't like their name.
Right.
And you knew this. And the callers backed you up for the most part. Todd in the car gets confused for Scott. Hi, Todd.
How?
G'day, mate. How are you?
Hiya.
Hi. Hi, mate.
So, there you go. I live in Quincy.
Don't start,
Bertram. My kids go to school with your kids, so be careful.
What's going to happen? That sounds like a threat.
I'm just threatening. I'm just letting you know.
Hello.
Todd, I've always been called Scott. Don't know why.
How are you named Todd, but you're called Scott in the motherland? If you go over the pond?
The motherland. I'm from Australia. Come on.
Good day, mate.
Yeah, I picked up on it. Scott,
I thought he was British.
Yeah, Scott didn't pick up on it.
He's a good guy. He's a meathead. He's a great quarterback. Come on. Think about it.
That's good.
I've asked every Todd, I said, and I asked how you spell your name. I've never met a Todd with one D. So that's another question you've got to ask yourself.
Right.
Todd with 2D is always the way. Silly little thing. And I drive a Ford F-150, just so you know.
That's Aussie Todd. New friend of the show. Aussie Todd.
I also said, like, the Todd with the T-O-D would be an Afghanistan lawyer.
Yeah. And quickly, this is audio from a video the Patriots posted today of a portion of the trip to Israel last week, and it features Scott Zolak. I haven't heard it. I have no idea what we're about to hear.
The best thing this week, too, I had Drew Bledsoe rub mud on my back at the Dead Sea today. So for all those years, I had to carry your bags. You got to exfoliate my back.
That's right. Yep, Dead Sea. Told you to put mud on.
And on that note,
we went floating.
We wrap up the day. Another broadcasting day has come to a close here on Zolak and Bertrand, and we hand it off to Felger and Maz, which today is...
Three Todds.
Felger, McCone, and...
McCone's hot
a guy
yesterday.
Who drives we'll a Kia. That's what that is. Also known as a Marshall Hook.
Hook looks good. Down 30.
Keep Stop it up. Being such a Todd. Yeah. All right?
Stop being a Todd.
Stop Hook. Being a Todd. Felger and Maz coming your way next. Have a great afternoon. Bye.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six World Major Marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at bostonscores.org/Noah.
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG! It's Felger and Maz, 95 The Sports Hub.
Everybody, welcome to the program. Felger Maserati coming to you on a Wednesday here from our Town Fair Tire Studios in Dorchester. We broadcast on the FM dial across the Boston demographic area and across New England and the country on NBC Sports Boston. That's the TV side. The show today is Tim McCone in our update studio and Marshall Hook in the Maz chair filling in for Big Jim Murray, who has Felger poisoning or food poisoning. What did he say? He said food poisoning. Well, let's be honest. Two days.
Felger poisoning, actually.
Felger poisoning. There's no question about it. 2 days, he's like, that's enough for me.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six World Major Marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at Boston Scores.org/Noah.